I could chew it up, but I never could swallow it. But that boy said, and he said, now don't you stress out. And I ate that frog leg, and since then I just love them.
Mm-hmm.
They're the best tasting meat I believe I ever ate.
Does it taste like any other kind of meat?
Well, it tastes more like chicken, I guess, than any. But it's better than chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It's the sweetest. The meat's just as white as it can be.
People tell me when they cook those things, sometimes they twitch.
Yeah, but if you put them in deep freeze and freeze them, they won't do that.
Imagine that must be kind of strange, a bunch of frog legs hopping up and down.
Oh, they will. They'll just...
Yeah.
Well, I've seen catfish that'll do that.
Oh, really?
I sure have.
Hmm. Might have been good dead. Do you have a type of frog that stays on the land mostly, like around your garden?
Toad frog.
Toad frog. Yeah. What about here in Louisiana and some places, you have this little thing that you find in fresh water that looks like a little lobster, got little claws on it, and they'll swim away backwards from you. Some people eat them, some people use them for bait.
Crawfish?
Sure.
Oh, they got that's a popular dish.
Around here?
You know, goodness, yes, South Louisiana folks. Well, I've seen my son and son-in-laws cook them for the tubfuls.
What do they call themselves making? What do they use?
Oh, they got... I don't know what they call it.
Is it some kind of gumbo or something?
Gumbo, yeah. Crawfish gumbo and shrimp gumbo. And they have it out there. My house, lots of times.
Have you ever made gumbo yourself?
I don't mess with it. I don't like it. And I didn't know anything.
Hey, you want it on the telephone?
So you don't care anything about gumbo?
I sure don't.
Is it just a lot of trouble, or?
It's a lot of trouble to fix it. You got to get every kind of seasoning it is in the book. Cook it in the wash pots, you know. They do. A great big old thing Max got made out of aluminum. They cook the shrimp. Put every kind of seasoning can be thought of in it. I just don't like it.
So that's pretty big in South Louisiana?
Yeah. They have them crawfish festivals and shrimp festivals down there in South Louisiana. And these boys of mine, they've learned how to do it too. Well, they let them South Louisianans come down here and duck hunt. So they teach them how to cook all of their dishes.
When you talk about South Louisianans, you're talking about, what do people?
Down around Natchitoches, on down that way. Well, Baton Rouge is way on down there. I guess it's in South Louisiana. Well, I know it's in South Louisiana, but them coonies they call themselves.
Coonies?
Yeah, they... Hey, I'm a coonie. Don't mind. Bit more in. They had a Baptist preacher up yonder home, not many years ago, was a coonie. He'd get up there in the pulpit and tell them about him being a coonie, what they done and how they done.